Beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Rain Report. One of those rare opportunities to speak with Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, is coming up September 29. Details at the end of this week's Rain Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. Back in the 70s, Captain Antoniel scored with a big hit called Do That to Me One More Time. In this case, that will take over the Elk Grove Village, Illinois Holiday Inn, September 25th through the 27th, as the ARRL and Tapper Digital Communications Conference returns to Chicago for its second consecutive year. Tapper's acting president is Steve Bible, N7HPR.
On Friday, we have a series of technical talks. Larry Wolfgang, W1RB, who is the editor of QEX Magazine, will be representing the ARRL headquarters, and he'll be giving a talk on surface mount construction. And then we have a couple of papers that will be given throughout the day. David Byrne, W2LNX, will be talking about a project he did by using Keyer paddles to emulate a PS2 keyboard and mouse. We have John Hansen, W2FS, that's going to be talking about his Project VSC-X, which is a Zigbee implementation of a virtual serial cable for remote programming of mobile radios. Rob Fraun and Mark Pretty, KL7NA and KE7UFF, doing a paper on their match filter and maximum pastori detector for amateur radio digital modes. Bill Brown, WBADLK, will be talking about his GPS-enabled digital mode transmitter for balloon flight. I'll be giving an AeroSat 1 update, and Scott Cowling, WA2DFI, will be given an HPSDR update. And then we devote the rest of the day to time in the demonstration room. The demonstration room is a room that we set aside where we put tables all around the room, power strip, put a couple of chairs there, and they're first come, first serve. And the idea is that people bring their projects and put them up on the table and display them, demonstrate them. And the demo room we have open all day Friday and all day Saturday. So not only for those who are coming to speak, but for those who probably didn't write a paper, we highly encourage people to bring their projects and show them off in the demonstration room. That will take time out. We call it play time beginning from 4 p.m. on. And then 7 p.m. that night, we have a social where we'll have the atrarium area of the hotel where we're going to have a light buffet, a meal, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and it's basically let's all get together and socialize. So we call that the Friday night social.
That runs from 7 o'clock to
until everybody gets tired and decides to go to bed and get ready for the next day, around 10 o'clock or so.
What's happening on Saturday?
On Saturday, we come back and we have two tracks. One is the main session. Again, we continue with technical papers. In the morning, Brennan Price, N4QX, who is the ARRL's technical relations manager, presenting a paper, WRC 12, Agenda Item 1.19, Shaping the International Regulatory Framework for Software-Defined and Cognitive Radio Systems, the WRC being the World Radio Conference. So that should be very interesting. Next up will be Experiments with Delay and Disruptive Tolerant Networks in AX25 and D-Star Networks by John Ronan, EI7IG, co-authored with Christian Walsh and Daryl Long, G0HWW. John is traveling all the way to Chicago from Ireland to present his paper. Next up is Comparing 2-Meter Packet Radio Data Unicast and Multicast by Paul Wiederman, PhD professor, KE5LKY. We're going to have some digital television talks in the afternoon. Planning a digital ATV station for DVB-S. I'm afraid I don't know what the DVB-S is, by Ken Kochney, W6HHC, and Robbie Robinson, KB6CJZ. And then Digital Television, The New Ham Frontier by Art Towsley, WA8RMC. And then next up is Ham Radio Digital Data Communications at the U.S. Marine Corps Marathon by Tom Aslin, N4ZPT. And then Bob Berninga is going to bring up the end with Universal Ham Radio Text Messaging. Should be a very exciting day in technical papers. And then we'll finish off the day with the Tapper Annual Meeting, time in the demonstration room, And then around 6 o'clock, we'll have a no-host bar, and then at 7 p.m., we'll have our banquet. And our banquet speaker this year is Bill Brown, WB8ELK, who many know Bill as quite the consummate amateur radio balloon person. I think just about everybody who does amateur radio balloons has probably been tutored by Bill. Also is the editor of Amateur Television Quarterly magazine. Now, what Bill is going to be talking about at the banquet is new heights for digital communication, high-altitude balloon sats. And then after Bill's talk, we'll have an awards presentation and prize drawings. Then on Sunday, we have what we call our Sunday seminar. This year, we're going to do something slightly different, whereas in years past, the Sunday seminar has been a four-hour block where we dedicate the entire 4 hours to one technical subject. This year, we're actually going to break it up into two-hour subjects. The first 2 hours, starting at 8 a.m., the title will be Adding a Microcontroller System into Your FPGA by Jim Maua, who's a field engineer with Arrow Electronics. And then at 10 a.m. till noon, we're going to do an HPSDR, what we would call an install fest or an introduction. HPSDR, by the way, stands for High Performance Software Defined Radio. What we're going to do is help people who have probably purchased all their HPSDR pieces but haven't exactly got them all put together. And what we're going to do is go through putting all the pieces together, what all the latest software is, and getting your radios up and running. If you want to learn more about HPSDR, it's easy. Just go to www.hpsdr.org.
From the rundown of the presentations that are scheduled, it doesn't sound like there's very much for someone who wants to learn about digital communications as a new ham or getting their feet wet in that whole area.
We also have an introductory session also on Saturday, and we have three introductory talks, and this is for the person who is interested in getting started in digital modes. The first one is an introduction to D-Star Digital Voice and Data by Mark Thompson, WB9QZB, and that's an hour and a half introductory session. The next one, also an hour and a half introductory session, is Introduction to HF Digital Voice by none other than Mel Witten, K0PFX, who's very well known in the HF digital world. And then after lunch, another 1.5 hour introduction, Introduction to APRS, which John Ronan, EI7IG, has volunteered to present. So there's three introductory sessions for people that may or may not want to sit in on the technical conferences, but if they come in, registration for the day is still the same, whether you attend the main session or the introductory sessions. But what we hope that people will do, if they come in for the introductory session, that they'll stay in some of the main technical sessions and get a feel for what that's like. And of course, there's one aspect about the DCC that's much more than just the papers that are being presented, and that is the social aspect. This is a grand opportunity for people to come and meet others who are, of course, doing this type of technical work. They're going to be able to meet people like Bob Berninga, WB4APR, who's the father of APRS. And who knows, they'll probably come and listen to some ham that probably today is not somebody that we know very well, but they're going to present a technical topic that is, one of these days can become a mainstream digital technique or digital mode in ham radio. And you can say, I saw that person give that talk at the DCC.
You're listening to Steve Bible, N7HPR, one of the driving forces behind the upcoming ARRL and Tapper Digital Communications Conference, being held September 25th, 26th, and 27th in the northwest Chicago suburb of Elk Grove Village at the Holiday Inn. Rains Hapali, KC9RP, will conclude this conversation with Steve in a moment. This is the Rain Report. Heard from the Rockies to the Eastern Seaboard and beyond, Saturday nights on Vern Jackson's Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter on 1860 kilohertz. That's 1860 from Wentzville, Missouri. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report.
And the other thing, too, is all of the socializing of being able to talk with all these different hams who share a common interest, which is the technical side of ham radio, where they actually get ideas from each other. It's not unusual for people to present a paper where they've started off saying, last year or years past DCC, I saw a talk on so-and-so subject, or I had a discussion with so-and-so ham, and this was the idea I had. And then they write their paper and give their presentation on it. So it's an incubator of ideas, and it's a wonderful place to be able to socialize with a lot of hams. And we give a lot of opportunities for people to have lunch together, the Friday night social time in the demonstration room, and be able to network throughout the hotel. One of the nice things about the Holiday Inn Elk Grove Village is the hotel is just the right size, where we basically take up the entire hotel. So in a way, we have all of the conference facilities and probably a majority of the rooms for that few days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Basically, that entire population is the people that are attending the DCC. Unlike going to a very large conference hotel where you might be one of many different conferences that are in the same hotel, here the entire audience is going to be technical hams, and you too can be there and socialize with them.
What kind of activities will there be for non-ham spouses?
Well, it's not unusual that families do come to the DCC. We don't have specific programs, but being in the Chicago area, a lot of folks come in. I understand there is a very fashionable shopping mall nearby. A lot of the spouses want to visit. And then, of course, Chicago, being the city that it is, there's quite a few opportunities for tourism around Chicago.
What can a person expect to spend, and what is included in the price?
Now that we're past the cutoff date of September 1st, the registration cost for 2 days is $90. The cost for lunch on Friday is an additional $20. The cost for lunch on Saturday is $20, and the banquet is $40, and the Sunday seminar is $25. If you were to attend all 2 days and sign up for all of the meals, it would be $90 plus $20 plus $20 plus $40 plus $25, which a vast majority of people do. If people would like to only come for 1 day, we have a 1 day price for Friday, which is $55, and the 1 day price for Saturday is also $55. And lunch, of course, is extra on top of that. We highly encourage people to sign up early. We will take registrations at the door. The purpose, of course, of getting registrations early is so that we can give the meal numbers to the hotel so that they can prepare the right number of meals. If a lot of people do show up at the door and want to have meals, I'm afraid they're going to be turned away because we have to give the hotel a certain amount of numbers. That's the amount of meals that they're going to prepare.
What if I can't get to the conference? Any way I can catch it on the internet or later on some other medium?
That's an interesting topic about streaming amateur radio conferences over the internet. My question would be, would people really sit in front of their computer for many, 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 many hours and being virtually there? Would people really do that, do you think?
Knowing the attention span of adults today, no.
People say they want it, but then when you do it, they don't. The other thing, too, is it costs money to rent that conference facility. So now, do you stream it for free or do you charge for it? Is another quandary to try to answer. Probably the other thing is to make it into a podcast. There's an awful lot of amateur radio up on YouTube, and you could sit down at your own time, your own leisure, and take as much time as you want to do that. So to answer your question about how you can attend the DCC vicariously is through DVDs that have been professionally filmed and edited by Gary Pierce, KN4AQ, of ARVN, Amateur Radio Video News. Gary last year recorded and edited and produced a set of DVDs of the 2008 Digital Communications Conference, and those are for sale. On Gary's website, you could go to www.arvideonews.com. That's arvideonews.com. So if you think amateur radio, arvideonews.com, you'll get there. Gary has put some of the snippets from his DVDs up on YouTube, and you can get to those links from Gary's website. They're incredibly well done. There's an opportunity there to purchase the entire set of the Digital Communications Conference and actually watch the talks. And what he does is when he produces the DVD, and you can basically watch the one talk, and then it goes back to the menu, and then you can go back and select the next talk that you want to do. So, of course, you can watch it at your leisure and get through the entire conference a talk at a time if you want to. The Digital Communications Conference will be held at the Holiday Inn in Elk Grove Village, Illinois, 1000 Buffy Road in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. And the information of the hotel and the address is on the DCC website at www.tapr, that's Tango Alpha Papa Romeo, .org/DCC. So all the information about the DCC is available there on the website. It tells about the hotel, registration for the DCC, also the speaker schedule. A whole listing of information about the DCC is available there. Hopefully that website will answer all of your questions.
Acting Tepper President Steve Bible, N7HPR, speaking with Rains Hepholly, KC9RP, about the ARRL and Tepper Digital Communications Conference, coming in just a couple of days to Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Hepholly plans to be at the Friday Night Pig Roast, and for a few hours on Saturday afternoon gathering program material for the Rain Report. Oh, speaking of Hap, just a heads up, he'll be a guest on the TipsNet Tuesday Net on September 29th. TipsNet is a one-hour net that meets every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 0 GMT, on repeaters nationally and internationally on VOIP via the New England Gateway Echolink Conference, NEW-ENG, node 9123, and via IRLP reflector 912, channel 3, node 9123. Live streaming audio will be available on the web at http://new-eng.com. That's new-eng.com. September 29 on TipsNet for a rare interview with Hepholly. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2009. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for everybody at Rain, I'm Byron Lee. KC9EEK, bidding you all a very 73 from all of us connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com